Hi, I'm Sean McKenna, a program manager on the Azure Service Fabric team. In this video, I'm going to show you how to use the Service Fabric SDK to build microservice-based applications. I'll cover how to create your first application and debug it using Visual Studio. We'll then take a look at how to inspect your application in the Diagnostic Event Viewer, and how to use Service Fabric Explorer to visualize your cluster and perform some basic management actions. Finally, I'll share some additional resources that can help you get started. All right, so here we are in Visual Studio 2015 with Update 1 installed. As usual, I'll do File New Project to create a new application. And having installed the Service Fabric SDK, I now have this Service Fabric application template included in the cloud collection. So if I go ahead and click OK, I'll create a new application. And then I'll be presented with a dialog that allows me to choose the first type of microservice that I would like to include in my application. Service Fabric allows you to create applications that include any number of microservices. And so this dialog is simply allowing me to choose the first type of microservice that I would like to include. Don't worry, you'll have the opportunity to create many more microservices later. So Visual Studio is going to go ahead and create a solution that includes two projects. The first is the application project, which includes a set of references to the services that I've included in my application, application parameters and publish profiles that allow me to configure my application for deployment to different environments, a set of scripts that allow me to deploy the application from the command line, and finally an application manifest which describes the application. But where the code exists is actually inside of the services, so let's take a look at Stateful1. The service that was created as part of the template. And we'll focus our attention on the run async method, which is implemented for you with some sample code. Run async in the template does a couple of things. First, it gets a reference to a reliable dictionary. And a reliable dictionary is a type that's provided by the platform that allows you to store key value pairs in a reliable way and use them locally within your application. Once the template has accessed that reliable dictionary, it pulls out the counter one key and simply increments it on every run of the loop, committing it back so that it's reliably stored within the cluster. So let's take a look at what happens when we hit F5. Visual Studio will go ahead and build, package, and deploy the application to the local cluster that I have running on this machine. A local cluster includes 5 Service Fabric nodes, which you can think of as normally being distributed across 5 different virtual machines, but in this case are constrained down to a single machine for your development. And as soon as this application is deployed, Visual Studio will pop up this diagnostic events window, which allows me to take a look at diagnostic events, specifically ETW events, that are being emitted by both the application as well as the platform. And so within a few seconds, we'll start to see diagnostic events that have been emitted by the template code, specifically showing us the counter value that is being incremented as part of that loop that we saw earlier. So let's pause this diagnostic viewer so that we can take a specific look at one of these events. If we look at the details of this event showing that the current counter value is up to 9, and drill in on the node name that is included as part of that event, we'll see that this code is currently running on node 2. So again, you've got 5 nodes within your local cluster. The code is currently running on node 2. But as that code in the template writes the value of the counter into that reliable dictionary, that data is actually being replicated across the cluster so that it is reliably stored in case anything were to ever happen to node 2. So as an example, the virtual machine being rebooted or failing for some other reason. So let's simulate that by going into Service Fabric Explorer, which is a web-based tool that allows us to visualize and do some simple management actions on our cluster. So we can open Service Fabric Explorer by double-clicking on the Service Fabric Local Cluster Manager, which is included in the system tray. So within Service Fabric Explorer, there is a logical view of my cluster, including the set of applications that are deployed. So I can see the application that I just deployed here, as well as the physical view of the cluster. So showing the five nodes that make up, in this case, my local cluster. And so because the application or the service was running on node 2, we'll click on node 2 here, and then go up to the actions button in the top right corner, which includes a set of actions that we can use to simulate various conditions that might happen to a particular node. So in this case, we'll do a deactivate and restart, which will simulate that machine failing and restarting. And so you'll notice here that the status of that node is that it's being disabled. And shortly, it'll go to a fully disabled state. And so now let's switch back to Visual Studio and look at the Diagnostic Events Viewer again, and we'll resume it so that it catches up to where it was. And what we should see is that right here, counter value 131, the code is actually now running on node 1, which means that despite node 2 failing, node 1 had been kept up to date with that value. And so as soon as node 2 went down, node 1 was able to step up and continue running that code immediately. And so you'll notice that we went from here 126 running on node 2 to 127 running on node 1. And so that shows some of the power of Service Fabric in that first, it detected the fact that node 2 went down and immediately failed over the service to another node in the cluster, in this case, node 1. And because I had a stateful service, the counter value that I was keeping track of was able to immediately pick up where it left off, despite running on an entirely different node. Everything I've shown you today, including Visual Studio integration and Service Fabric Explorer, can be found in our latest preview SDK, so go get it and get started. We've also built a set of rich documentation and samples to help you learn more. Finally, we'll be looking out for your feedback on our MSDN forum, Stack Overflow, User Voice, and other forums, so please let us know what you think.